Jeremiah. Chapter 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is engraved upon the tablet of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars, while their children remember their altars and their idols palls by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain and the field, I will give your wealth and all your treasures as plunder, and your high places for sin, throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall let go of your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you know not, for you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out its roots by the river, and shall not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf shall be green, and shall not be anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? I the Lord search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sits on eggs, and hatches them not, so he that gets riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed, save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a shepherd to follow you, neither have I desired the woeful day, you know, that which came out of my lips was right before you. Be not a terror unto me, you are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded, let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed, bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus said the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in, and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say unto them, hear you the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that enter in by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work, but hallow you the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their necks stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently hearken unto me, says the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of the city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work on it. Then shall there enter into the gates of the city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they, and their princes, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings, and sacrifices, and grain offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise, unto the house of the Lord. But if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched.